Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7.
Game On. Gaelic football.
So it is with Championship 2014 that we get underway. Plenty to chat about to Pat in a moment. We'll be joined as well by Ryan McMenamin to get a Tyrone perspective. Big, big game of the weekend was the one that took place at Healy Park. So much expectation around that preliminary round clash between Tyrone and Down. Slightly tenser affair than many people might have expected. And again, plenty of late drama.
Sean Kavanagh, just inside the 45, about 38 metres in. He's facing down to the left. This to level the match for the second time. It's dropping in. It's over the bar. The sides are level at Healy Park Omagh for only the second time over 74 minutes. History is about to repeat itself.
It was a good game. Good game.
Oh, it was a great game. Very exciting.
Are you disappointed you didn't go all the way?
Oh, yes, yes. But we're glad to get a draw all the time.
Yeah, very exciting game, though. Very exciting.
At half time, it looked as if it was over and done and dusted.
Yes, Tyrone looked well ahead at half time there, yeah. But then, second half, Down changed the midfield. And so did Tyrone, especially when they knocked Conor Clark back to full back. Started losing midfield then. I think that was where the game turned. Last time Down took Tyrone to a replay, we went all the way and won Sam. So I'm happy with that.
We should have won it. Beat ourselves. Missed an easy free near the end. But we won the replay.
Very poor. Very poor. Very bad standard of football.
I'm sorry I came near it, to be honest. That's it. No, I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed with all the talk before it about all the great football's going to be played and what's going to this and that and the other thing. And the preparation, and then there's no preparation. Players playing all over the place. No pattern, no shape.
I came all the way from Zambia to see it.
I think that we lost the game. Great recovery for the think of Donal O'Hare. He didn't mean to miss it. He missed the free, but that would have changed the game. Would have been 3 points in front.
And what was going through your mind at half time?
Second the game. Second.
How do you see the replay going?
We're at home, we're in Park Asler. Different kettle of fish.
And that game, the replay, 6:30 next Saturday evening. Pat Spillane joins us. Pat, how are you keeping?
Good evening, Damien.
Good to talk to you. Welcome aboard. So we're going to do this Mondays going forward over the course of the Championship. So it's good to have you with us.
Looking forward to it, Damien.
Kind of a fairly split and divided opinion there from the fans that Mike was talking to, Mike McCartney, after the game. How do you assess it overall in terms of a spectacle of football offered up at Healy Park?
Well, it was a strange sort of game of football because, you know, normally we're used to opening round Ulster Championship matches as being dour affairs, of being, you know, very negative, very much defensive, two defensive systems, two teams trying to stop one another playing. And it wasn't that. The first half, Damien, I thought the first half was poor. I thought poor in quality. I thought poor in intensity, you know, poor in physicality. Wasn't played at a huge pace. You know, it was very... The first half was very un-Ulster-like, for want of a better word. The second half was much better. There were lots more twists and turns. I mean, Tyrone dominating for the first, for the first 20 minutes, Down dominating for the next 15, and then Tyrone taking over for the last 2 minutes. It was very exciting, lots of twists and turns. Wasn't high-quality football, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the replay in Newry on Saturday. So you'd come away and say, as a first game in the Ulster Championship, not bad.
Which team should have the greater regrets about not coming out with the win?
Well, you know, it really was... Both teams had good spots and both teams had very bad spots. In the first half, Tyrone will look at their first half. And, you know, the stats from the first half by Tyrone, they completely dominated. 62% of possession. And they completely dominated. Yet with 62% possession, they kicked only 2 points from play. They kicked 8 wides and they had only a 5-point lead because the bottom line is, I'd say, to me, it looked like as if Down last year decided, okay, playing nice, attractive, positive attacking football isn't the way forward, unlike Jim Gavin's template, and they went defensive and they brought the bodies back. And, you know, they played like that against Donegal last year. They were quoted after as saying they got their tactics right. Well, when you lose, you don't get your tactics right. So this year I've seen them in the league, and it's the same sort of system of play, bringing the bodies back and leaving one or two guys isolated up front. And as you can see, in the first half, it certainly didn't work. The change took place in the second half when A, okay, they made a switch midfield, but B, they committed to attack and they moved the ball quick and fast. They took on Tyrone and it reaped dividends. I mean, you in the 55th minute, Tyrone were 7 points ahead. 15 minutes later, a 9-point turnaround, and Tyrone were 2 points down. So down in the second half, when they went positive, when they attacked, when they ran it at Tyrone, were a different team. Home advantage will probably maybe slightly swing it Down's way.
51552 is our text number, 80889 from up the north, or you can tweet at Game On 2FM. It's interesting, I was looking at Twitter and Facebook and different things, and I know you shouldn't use all that as a barometer of where life is at, but a lot of people talking yesterday about how promising the league was in terms of the style of football that we would see, and open attacking games, score fests and all that, and that now here we are on the championship and it's that balloon has been burst straight away. Far too early to have that kind of talk, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, after one series of games, 1 week, the first serious weekend of Championship football, it's too early to judge. But there's no doubt about it. Look, the Open, obviously we got great attacking Open football in the league, but it wasn't going to continue. There's no doubt about that, because people found out, particularly when you went man-to-man with the black card and leaving a defender isolated one-to-one, there was a possibility of fouling and committing a black card, and B, isolated one-to-one on a pacey defender like the Dubs with a player up in support, kamikaze tactics. So there was no doubt about it. Everyone will be thinking about Dublin as the template for success, and they are the marquee team. They play at pace. So people will now realise, counties are now realising, you can't set up man-to-man. Because if they beat you, if they get an overlap, you're absolutely destroyed. People will say, well, will you switch to sweeper? It's a possibility. The problem with switching to sweeper is now you're conceding probably the kickouts to the opposition, because you're bringing an attacker back. When you concede kickouts to the opposition, that means they have an extra man coming up, and it's very difficult to counteract. So the obvious play is some form of sweeper, some form of blanket, and you have different variations yesterday. But it's very interesting to note, though, looking at all the teams, Louth started on Saturday night with a sort of blanket type defence, and abandoned it at half time because it wasn't working. Leitrim played, particularly in the first half, with a blanket type defence against Roscommon. And Roscommon just showed how to counteract the blanket. You just kick the ball over them and over the bar, and they kick some beautiful points. So you find that when teams started moving the ball quick, long and fast into the forward line, that they reaped greater dividends. So long may that continue.
Just before we bring Ryan McManaman in, just on that and the fixation on tactics and the development of the game and all that, there's a great quote from Bill Shankly about, you know, football is a simple game made complicated by people that should know better. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but is that an element that's dangerously developing in Gaelic football, that we look at, you know, blanket defences, extra sweepers, you know, the false midfielder and all this sort of stuff, that in reality we're overcomplicating what at its core is quite a simple game?
Well, maybe that's too simplistic, and it's too easy for me to say we're overdoing the tactics. It's still basically a simple game. When you lose possession, every player on the team becomes a defender. When you win possession, every team becomes an attacker. The problem I see with tactics, and it's something that I was just talking to earlier on to somebody else, the problem is that when you delve into tactics, that it's an over-up, and you delve into poring over DVD after DVD after DVD. The danger is that you become obsessed with the opposition, and you become obsessed with stopping the opposition from playing. You worry too much about the opposition. Instead of saying, right, what are our greatest strengths? So you take Down yesterday, for example. I mean, on 4 occasions they got frees. Now, one free they kicked 50 yards backwards, 50 yards, and the other 3 frees they kicked sideways. And you start to think, what are the down forwards like? Down forwards are very skillful forwards. They're small, pacey forwards, and they needed the ball quick, long and fast into the space, and they weren't getting it.
Okay.
So, you know, it was only in the second half when they sort of, I think they forgot about the DVD and forgot about Tyrone and said, let's take the game to Tyrone and let's play to our strengths, let's move the ball fast and let's run at them. And they did.
Okay, let's get some reaction from within Tyrone. Delighted to say Ryan McManaman joins us. Ryan, how you doing?
Oh, Damon.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for your time as always. Interesting, I'll get your opinions on the game overall in a moment, but from a Tyrone perspective, what's the mood around the county as far as you can measure it today in terms of whether or not it's a game that they left behind?
I think probably from anyone that I've been, probably I think the experience is one that they didn't do enough in the first half. they played at a slow pace and probably they had enough chances maybe to bury down. And I think when down came down, like when they came out, they seemed very flat, like, and they seemed no atmosphere in the ground. And then I think there were a lot of ones were kind of disappointed because it's kind of the same feelings which has come up on the league, you know, that they've been given away a huge amount of scores. And they
Ryan, I tell you, the line is breaking up on us. I tell you, we'll just hang up on Ryan. We'll give him a quick call back there. Pat, just while we're doing that, you know, people were almost talking about Tyrone in particular being, you know, massive All-Ireland contenders and possibly being one of those teams that could dislodge Dublin. The question now being asked if either of the teams from yesterday can go on and even challenge for an Ulster title. Again, that's premature.
Who suggested that they were massive contenders and could dislodge Dublin?
Because we've had one or two people on the programme have thrown them into that group of teams that could potentially win the All-Ireland.
Well, it's something that I've been talking to in recent weeks. I mean, Dublin, if they bring their A game to the table, are miles ahead of the rest, right? Probably Mayo are the next best, but they're a good bit behind. The three in the chasing pack are Kerry, Cork and Tyrone. And there's a similarity between all three. They're all in transition. And particularly with Kerry and particularly with Tyrone, they're not as good as they were. This is a Tyrone team in transition. You know, and in a way, what we've discovered is that, A, their youngsters, a lot of the young footballers that they've introduced, aren't up to senior championship standard. That's number one. B, it took the older hands to be brought on near the end, Justin McMahon, Conor Gormley and Stephen O'Neill, to steady the ship and provide the leadership. And bear in mind that they're probably best footballing days are behind them. But, you know, they seem to be, while they're a team in transition, they seem to be struggling with the system. You know, for years, the Tyrone template was predictable for 8 or 10 years under Mickey Hart. We knew the sweeper, or whatever like that. We knew the system. And now, during the league, the sweeper was ditched and they brought on an attacking. Yesterday, they didn't seem to know what system they should be playing. And they were sort of caught between two minds. And I've never seen a Tyrone defence, particularly in that 15-minute spell again in a championship match, that was so easily rounded, so easily... I mean, you look at the statistics. Tyrone conceded more goals than any other team in Division 1. And now the statistics, after 7 league and 1 championship game, they've conceded 14 goals.
Mm.
That's amazing. So when you're leaking 14 goals in 8 matches... And you're rebuilding and you're in transition and you put up a performance like you did yesterday, that's not good enough to dislodge Dublin or to be close to the business end come August or September.
Ryan is back with us. Ryan, your view on that. What would a successful 2014 be from a Tyrone perspective? Or what are people talking about in terms of a target for the year ahead?
Well, probably I think the target for the year puts a lot of people in Tyrone is probably an Ulster Championship. And then probably kicking on from there, but probably with last year, probably a lot of people in Tyrone maybe they didn't think the team would have got to a league final or got to a semi final. And but it's probably, as Pat says, what's going to let Tyrone down is probably going to be the defensive aspect of it, because I do feel they do have a squad of forwards which would give any team in the country a real hard time. But it's just probably as defensively now, like, I think it's 2 games in a row where they've conceded 3 goals in a game, and if you're going to be competing at the top level, you can't have that there. And like, especially the last 2 goals, you know, like there were goals that could have been stopped, and they could have been stopped earlier on, because I think after Darren scored the goal, it was a quick kick out, and I think the Down went up the field without a tackle put on them, you know, and that's very unlike Tyrone. So Tyrone would have looked at it maybe the saying that at the start of the year that an Ulster Championship is within the reach, because I think probably there's about 6 teams all the same level in Ulster, and then hoping on the day then that they can catch out a team like Dublin on the hop, you know.
Ryan, to get your view, I vow that these Monday chats aren't going to simply become about referees and decisions from the weekend, but we can't ignore the black cards and you know, the relationship between the advantage rule and the black card and everything else. And the Niall Morgan, Conor McGinn situations yesterday, one carded, one not. Your take on it all?
Well, probably seeing the replays and probably watching it in real time, probably I didn't think the McGinn. I didn't think the, like it was a black card because probably we got the penalty. I was happy we got the penalty, but suppose I forgot about the rules and I forgot about the black card and it never crossed my mind. Now, when Niall tripped away, everyone started rowing for a black card. Now, from where I looked at, like, it didn't look like a black card, but then when I seen it in the replay, it was. You know, I think Niall knew himself. He probably did what he had to do, and that was it. But at the end of the day, the referees are under a lot of pressure, you know, and I know probably playing a few club footballs, you know, games that the refs aren't getting it right. Like, they are, even with the advantage rule, I know in a couple of games that I've played that he's given the advantage rule to my own club team. And then about a second later, when we've dropped the ball, he's played on, like, and the referees have totally forgot about it. So you can say in a way that it is a lot put on the referees at the minute, and maybe you kind of hope, maybe you do kind of have to give them a bit of breathing space on it, but probably we wouldn't have been talking about it if Niall Morgan got a yellow card. We wouldn't have been brought up about the McGinn incident.
Okay, Ryan, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
No problem, thanks.
Ryan McManaman joining us there. Pat's going to stay with us. We'll move on, Pat, and talk about Connacht. Roscommon won 18 to 13 points winners over Leitrim in round one of the Connacht Senior Football Championship. Here's the thoughts afterwards of the Roscommon manager, John Evans, effectively breaking new ground with the county.
My first championship win with Roscommon. Delighted with it, really. Absolutely. I'm really happy. Happy for the lads. And look, they've had a great run in the league. And, you know, you're certainly to win a championship. It's the acid test. It's what you're looking for. It's the test to see are you mentally and physically right to compete in championship. Mayo are a fantastic team. They're a great team. They gave us a right dusting last year. What I'd be looking for is that we do a small bit better than last year anyway, down in Castlebar. They beat us by 10 or 12 points. We would hope that we'd be able to give enough of ourselves here to close that gap at least.
Pat, we've talked on so many occasions over the past couple of years about underage success and breaking through onto the senior level. Really clinical in the first half, faded a little bit in the second half yesterday. How far can that squad go under John this year?
Well, you know, I mean, the difference between the game played in Omagh in Healy Park and the difference between the game played in Roscommon was chalk and cheese, because the game between Roscommon and Leitrim, A, was over at halftime. B, it just didn't have the pace and intensity that you'd get with the top teams and the top championship matches. Roscommon certainly have improved. What I would worry about is that you're outscored by a mid-table Division 4 team in the second half. I mean, Roscommon just scored 6 points in the second half. That was poor. You know, the good teams, the great teams, the strong teams, when they get on top of a weak team, they push home their advantage. So, yes, they've improved. But, you know, once they don't buy into this myth that because you have good under-21s and good minors coming through, doesn't guarantee senior success. And you just have to ask Galway, who have been winning several under-21 All-Irelands in recent years, and their senior football team has probably gone backwards. So, yes, they've improved. Yes, they were hammered by Mayo last year by 12 points. Can they get closer? They can possibly get closer, but based on yesterday's performance, Mayo, you would still see, are still 5 or 6 or 7 points, particularly in Castlebar, a better team than Roscommon.
How should Leitrim reflect upon it all?
Well, you know, you have to admire them for the spirit in the second half. There's no doubt about it. You know, they never... it was 1-12 to 5 points at halftime. They were 10 points down. And they brought it, I think, within 5 points. So they showed great spirit and great heart. But, you know, they were very naive. And as I pointed out there, you know, they played a sort of blanket-type defence in the first half, and Roscommon just simply kicked the points over their head. And, look, their first point from play, Damien, yesterday came in the 38th minute. And, you know, that's not going to get you championship success. So, they haven't had a bad season, and hopefully they'll get a good run through the back door. You know, they've won the Connacht FBD League. They have a promising minor team coming through. The juniors were in the Connacht final yesterday. They're a very small county with very limited resources. And, they can hold their head up for with a creditable performance.
Okay. Then to quickly have a chat about Leinster, Loud 114-19 winners over Westmeath. Ryan Burns, the young fella, the star of the show there for many people. They'll go on to face Kildare. Longford 19-15 winners over Offaly. He'll now face Wexford. And Laois, Ross Munnelly 9 points yesterday as part of a 21-11 win over Wicklow. That Laois result, considering the Colin Begley situation that went on last week, probably a bigger win for Tomáso Flaherty than it might have been in advance.
Yes, perhaps, and you can also argue that they were playing away in Aucrum, and that's always a bit of a fortress at times. But look, at the end of the day, this was a team from Division 2 playing from playing against the Wicklow team who've been operating in Division 4, and you know, David doesn't slay Goliath that often in GA matches. And when you're used to higher quality football as Division 2 is, you would expect Laois to kick on. And you know, the one thing about Laois is that this year, under Tomáso Flaherty, they've ditched the negatives and the defensive systems that were there under Justin McNulty, and they've got more positive. And the one thing about it is that Laois have some lovely forwards. I mean, Ross Munnelly yesterday, 9 points. Donny Kingston yesterday kicked some beautiful points. John O'Loughlin is a superb centre fielder. So they have lovely footballers. They're playing more to their strengths. They're moving the ball quicker into attack. And I think they had it was a deserved victory. But you have to admire, in the other two matches, I mean, some of the other class performances. I mean, Niall McNamee put on an exhibition yesterday for Offaly in a losing team. He's just a pure class. Paddy Keenan was superb, at centre field for Louth. When the All-Stars have been given out at the end of the year, Paddy Keenan's performance or Niall McNamee's performance or Kevin Higgins' performance at centre field for Roscommon will be forgotten about. So there was some nice football. And wasn't it interesting that the first black card was given to White? Brian White of Louth was the first man to receive a black card in this year's championship.
Well,
but can I just mention something about the black card?
Go
because
on.
Damien, we're going to be talking about the black card, I'd say, most Monday nights.
Okay.
It's going to create havoc for two reasons. A, in the area of consistency, because we've seen during the league there's no consistency. In two instances, one is getting a black card, the other is getting a yellow, or maybe sometimes it's being ignored. I mean, the Conor McGinn incident yesterday was a deliberate pull down. It's interesting that thing, deliberate pull down, because if you looked at, he should have got a black card for the penalty incident. But you look at the black card that Conor McGinn actually was sent off for. Deliberate pull down? Was it deliberate? No. Was it a pull down? No. But what you're going to get a lot of is a lot of players who are going to help out the referees in this regard by call it diving, call it simulation. You're going to see a lot of that.
It's interesting. We've a text in just on that to 51552. Referees make mistakes. Players will cheat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, and I'm not holier than down. People in Glasshouse can't throw stones, because I dived many a time. Because if you think you can get a pint for you can get a free, you'll dive. And in the case yesterday, say Sean Kavanagh, you're a pint down. Sean dived. Sean took a dive. There was no. But would I have done the same? But geez, yes, I would, of course, because if it can keep your team in an Ulster championship, and fair play to Kavanagh, okay, he does go to ground very easy, but his equalising free took some nerve, absolutely brilliant.
Okay, plenty to talk about. It's good to have you on board. We'll chat every Monday, but for now, Pat, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Lovely, Damien. Good luck.
Pat Spillane joining us there.
Game over.